Okay. Since you're on Zoom, Jim, I think I'll just take over Richard's job right now. Is that all right? Okay.
Sorry, do you ask me a question?
I was going to act as the mayor since you're on Zoom, just for this short meeting, unless you want to do it. I have the agenda item in my hand, and you can read it if you
want. Why don't you just go ahead and do it? Just be easier for me, because you have everybody right there. So yeah.
Okay. So it's Wednesday, May 27th, 2026, 11 o'clock a.m. We're going to do a town council meeting, and we have Jim Truitt on Zoom, Lewis Johnson, Bruce Alstrom, and Sandy Hunter in attendance. The mayor is excused, and we only have one agenda item, and it is discussion and or action on approval of the fraud risk assessment for fiscal year 2026. Melissa, do you want to say anything about it?
So we just have to fill this out and report it to the state. So I talked this over with our, not with our auditor, but with our independent CPA. And he said that we should have full points on it. And so I've given us the full score, and we just need to motion to approve it now, if you guys are on board.
And you have a copy of it, don't you, Jim? That I think Nikki just emailed it out.
I make a motion to approve the fraud risk assessment.
I second it.
Okay.
Last year there was a roll call vote. Then I looked at it.
A roll call vote.
That's what.
Okay. I'm terrible at these procedures. Any other comments before we vote? Right? Or any further discussion? Any further discussion? Okay, we will do the roll call vote. Jim?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Bruce?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That was quick. What did you say the deadline is, May 31st?
Yeah, it's 30 days before the end of the fiscal year. So I think May 31st.
I see.
Yeah, so I'll get Richard to sign it when he gets back into town and office.
Okay.
Motion passes?
Yeah. Motion passes. I guess that's it. I had one question about the 4th of July. It's not really an action item, but Jim, you're in charge of the 4th of July. I mean, is that on your town council responsibilities?
I think it is. Yeah.
You did a good job at getting together that, our theme finally. What we wanted to say. And as I was looking over, I'm working on the June newsletter and looking over everything we've got going on for the 4th of July right now. And I did notice Hillary Evans is the person who handles the parade. And she's been doing it for some years now. And I noticed that her parade theme doesn't have anything in it about America 250. It says honoring the Constitution. I did send she and she. I don't think she was in on our email chain about the theme we were trying to come up with, and so I did tell her what we settled with, that the town council, you know, everybody settled with, and I asked her if maybe we should have something about America's 250th in the parade theme. What do you think of that?
I think it's a great idea. I you know, one thing how we've been communicating is we've had two meetings so far, 4th of July, you know, committee, everybody that's has a piece of that, they're all part of these meetings. So we have our next one next week. And I was going to let everybody know that, you know, I knew the town council, to me, it was important that the town council decide what that theme is, not have somebody dictate what that was. Right. So I appreciate, first of all, you guys looking at that list and determining that's probably the right one. I think everybody landed on that one. I think it reads really well. But next week we have another meeting, and I was going to share with everybody. I did share with Lindsay, because Lindsay's kind of, you know, I'm kind of the liaison with the 4th of July, right? With the town council member in charge of that. But so some of the things, I'm glad you brought this up, because some of the things that we're doing is, you guys, just as an FYI, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is not necessarily make the 4th of July a profitable event, but at least break even. The last 2 years in a row, the town council, or excuse me, the town lost $10,000 2 years ago, $12,000 last year. So we're trying to do some things a little different. So we can, rate by raising some fees like booth fees and stuff like that. We have a sponsor for our fireworks this year that come right out of the town's pocket last time. We asked for $5,500 for our fireworks. We were given $10,000. So yeah, so we're starting off very good. We identified areas that we could improve on, that we were way under what we should be charging. So we made those changes. So I'm very positive that I hope to at least break even or make a little money. So the town, we understand that the 4th of July is not a big fundraiser for the town. It's just, it's celebrating and keeping, everybody that lives in Huntsville to come and celebrate with us, right? And putting on a good show, but we shouldn't be losing money. So anyway, we're trying to turn that around. So anyway, I'll share that logo with or the theme this year with the group next week. And as a matter of fact, I'm working on t-shirts right now. Got some great ideas. I want to bounce off the town council, and I even have three different, totally different designs that, maybe we shouldn't just d design one t-shirt. Maybe we design three different t-shirts and let them pick what they want, right? So, anyway, I'm sorry, I'm just rambling, but I'll share
It's
with
good
you.
to know.
Yeah, no.
Because also I'm putting together, you saw the email, I need to print the newsletter. Of course, that's just paper and we can all send out emails later. But on Monday, so I'm, thinking about what to put in there, some other things to keep everybody on board about the July 4th thing. Is there anything you want me to put in there about setting up chairs or parking?
We okay, so yeah, I
Or not say
well
anything.
then
I
will
don't.
the next newsletter, when's that go out?
Monday. That's the problem, Monday. But we can, that's people don't always read the hard copy, but always can shoot out emails and put things on the website too.
Yeah, we could do that, and we could maybe just, if you want to, you could just let them know that we're working with the sheriff's department and Weaver Fire and stuff, because this year, you guys, Bruce and Sandy, and Lewis, that this year's going to be difficult from a little more difficult from a parking slash getting into Huntsville Town on the 4th of July this year, because Port Ramp is going to be closed all year. So everybody and their brother is going to be coming in on trying to get down First Street or trying to get through 500 South to maneuver their way over, and all that's going to do is interfere with our parade and all the stuff we got going on. So we have been working with the sheriff's department on very specific routes in and out of town. So we will be able to share that probably after our next meeting.
Hey, I'll just put down that information to keep it,
Yeah.
posted. We'll keep you posted on that, right? How about people blocking off their
I think we talked.
grass that you can't park on it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
No,
like
I don't.
it,
I, you mean about
but I
setting
don't
up
know if I
chairs?
can say, hey, don't do that. And then they'll say,
Sure.
well, then I won't take care of the grass, they'll say.
Well, it's a town easement.
Because it is town property, but they do take care of the lawn. But it hampers the parking because we need all the parking we can get around the park. Try it.
I think by the next newsletter we'll have a very clear expectation and layout of what the to-dos are and how to do it. So
Well,
yeah.
this will probably be the last newsletter that they receive
Well,
before.
you mean after the
Oh, it
next
is.
meeting? You mean after the next meeting? Because we
Well, I
will be
just mean,
putting what you're
yeah.
putting out, we will put out on email and on the website is what we need to do. Because there's not enough time to put
No.
the whole plan together by Monday, period.
No, it's really not. But I mean, we could do blasts, like email blast to everybody like we always do and stuff like that. But yeah.
We might want to think of wording about that because.
Could you just go the other direction? Just make a please make sure the town easements are open for
Parking.
parking.
Oh, that's
Hey,
okay.
that's a good one. I like
Just
that. That's a
saying.
good way to word it.
Yeah, I didn't hear what Lewis said. Lewis, can you repeat that?
I said, just send some, please ensure that the town easements are open for parking on the 4th of July. That people
Okay.
don't set up tents or whatever. Just say it like that so we're not arguing about whose land it is.
It's like something, yeah, please ensure just town easements are kept open for parking.
For the 4th of July.
That's polite enough, but yet it's kind of saying what's what.
Sometimes people block off their yards for their family to come.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. But
and it'd be nice if they parked straight in instead of going parallel, because there's plenty of room to park in there.
But that's almost hot. You know, the out of towners won't know. There's no way I can get the word out to those people without traffic monitors, and we don't have parking.
Yeah,
monitors.
95% of those people that are coming into town are the ones. Don't live in town. They're the ones we're worried about. Yeah.
Well, but if you can kind of see a precedence with people parked that way.
Right. So the families that are parked on their own property, if they park that way, then that would kind of give them a clue. So maybe I'll try to think of some wording toward that effect.
I'm coming from out of town and I wouldn't dare park on someone's lawn like that.
Yeah, but it's town easement. And I know what you're saying, and most people are, but we could gain a little bit if the people would just open all around my neighborhood. You guys are nuts. They're out of town and they're blocking off the stuff so no one can park there.
Wouldn't that be nice though if everyone was on the lawn, then to keep the street wider for the people to drive?
Yeah, no.
I will do that in our property. We'll park all our cars out there. We'll start the cars out there so people can park.
That's a good idea.
We have a great equipped driveway. I can park like 20 cars in one
day. So, Sandy, this is the last newsletter before the 4th of July?
Well, yeah, because the one on July 1st won't get out in time for the 4th.
Oh.
Because of mail time. Even when we mail it on the 1st, I don't even get it in my mailbox at the 5th.
And then when somebody opens it off the counter.
I think, you know, in today's world, most people do go straight to our website. And a lot of people are on our email list, even people that don't live in Huntsville Town. So we're just going to have to really rely on that and keep posting those.
Maybe that's what you put in the newsletter is to reference the Huntsville website.
I'm definitely going to do that. And keep that, that's the important thing on your meeting. Keep that website really updated. It's under events. When you go into the regular homepage of our website, then you click on events and the Independence Day pops up. And that's where we keep it.
I think it just be real positive and friendly. Just said as we host the 4th of July this year, with town residents, please ensure that the easements are open for out-of-town parking.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Thanks, Lewis.
Lewis, you should be in charge of the 4th of July next year.
Yeah.
Do such a great job.
Nikki will tell you, if I was in charge, it'd be celebrated somewhere else.
He didn't park.
Yeah. You shoot the fireworks off the cemetery point, and people can see them from across the lake.
Yes. All right, guys, I won't hold you anymore. Thanks, Jim. I did want a few updates on that anyway. That really helped us all.
Yeah, I'll have more information for you guys next week, and then we'll update the website, and then we'll go from there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Anything else anybody wants to?
I'm starting to work on the cabin.
Okay.
So I got some tools for shaking and. I was talking to you about some things.
I have just heard Kevin. And the guy is coming today. Sorry to interrupt.
What guy's council meeting.
You're on there, town council. I can't remember. My mind is blank. I said, I have got a relative, the Aldis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you told me 3,000.
Probably about that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And could we possibly, and he said he would get some volunteers. Do you have a time frame when about that, you know, our schedule is for volunteers?
Yeah, we're looking at the day right now. It's thinking about the Saturday, and it's supposed to be rainy this Saturday.
Okay.
I've got the tools to start taking the chinking out of the cabin.
Okay.
I'm not looking for brush, and we'll brush it all down. All Dave Bass is going to do is just put the new talking, the new sinking in.
Okay, so.
So we're doing, yeah.
This guy's name is Eugene.
Okay.
And anyway, and he's supposed to come today with some, and I thought, and I heard you. Hi, Tim Truett. But anyway.
Okay. So. Do you have the key to the cabin?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, it's on my key box. But anyway, but we I heard your voice.
For the cabin?
I don't know. I heard your voice and I thought, I didn't ask when you needed volunteers.
Well, I'm going to pick a day. I wanted Saturday, but Saturday's supposed to be rainy, I think.
Yeah.
So I just do a weekend. I would need just four people, spend a full, good full day. I think we most all are sneaking out.
Okay. I'll just let you know. So giving me your number?
Yeah, give my phone number.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for
letting
me interrupt.
Thanks, Carol.
And so, what else? Do you want to say anything else about it?
I just think, you know, we're going to send emails out and say, hey, if you use four people this day, come on over.
So, yeah, just send out an email when you got your day scheduled for that.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
All right, sounds good. About four people get that thing done.
Yeah, so we might be done on a weekday, so I want to get it done. I don't want to wait a couple of weeks.
Right. Okay.
So,
okay, anything else, maybe? All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I'll second it. And all in favor, aye.
Aye, aye.
And meeting adjourned at 11:16. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey.
Helping me get my